Mark Woznich, I know 10 minutes ago he was there because we checked in on him to see if he'd be right out of 8:30. He said, yep, no problem. At the minute, he's not answering the phone. This is what we'll do.
Where's Bozza?
We'll take this break right now. And then we'll see if he's around.
He's around.
He can get a bit distracted. He might be making a coffee.
He's got kids, though. Also, just quickly, Gary, fellas, Caroline Wilson is hit and miss at times, but on Footy Classified 2 weeks ago, she nailed it. Not only that Buckley was going, and that it would be by the bye round. There you go. So she did get that right. That's from Joe.
Not bad.
Just to give some balance to it all.
Given that Brad Hardy got it right 2 months ago, that's the best get. Don't worry about that.
No, that was excellent too. And we've found our man. He might have just been making himself a cup of coffee or looking after the kiddies at home there. But we haven't had him on our program for a long time. And I don't know about you, Gary, but I've missed him. Good morning to you, Mark Bosnich.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
We're going well. Bozak. Nice to see you, my friend.
Nice to hear from you. Yeah, exactly. Hopefully I'll see you soon. But nice to hear from you both. I haven't spoken to you for ages.
It's too long. It's annoyed us. Tell us this. Put it into some sort of context. Ange Postecoglou being appointed as the new Celtic boss. How big is that?
Well, for Australian football, it's as big as it comes. There's no doubt about that. And in terms of the realm of world football, it's big news. Celtic are a massive football club. They've got a worldwide support of millions. It really is. It's great news for, I believe it's great news for Australian football. And I believe eventually it will be great news for Celtic Football Club as well.
How patient are they at that particular club, though, Celtic? Their expectation will be that he'll get it right from day one, yes?
Well, they will. Look, the bottom line is that they won't have as much patience, the supporters, as I believe, as they would have done if somebody had come in that is more familiar to them. However, they've got to win. There's no doubt about that. They've just won, come off the back of winning 9 in a row. They lost the title last season to Rangers, their great rivals, by 25 points. So it's not going to be easy. 25 points is quite steep. If there's a man that, in my opinion, that can take them back to the summit of the Scottish Premiership, it's Ange. I truly believe that.
Why, Bozza? What do you think he's got that he can deliver over there?
First and foremost, the style he plays football. The modern football to be played in that type of style is something for fans to really behold. And I think that's very, very important. But to marry that in with winning football, even though he and I used to debate about that at the time, but I think he knows now, especially after being in Japan, and he'll definitely know after being at Celtic, you need to marry that into winning football, which he's done in the past where he's been. I believe the fact that, as well, the last thing of this is the determination of sort of coming and being a bit of an outsider will drive him to that success. Those three things, really, in my opinion, will give him that impetus to go on and be successful.
Are you going to join his coaching staff, Bozza, if he wanted a goalkeeping coach? Would you be the man for him?
I've told you two in the past, and this goes for Melbourne as well. As much as I love Melbourne, as much as I love Glasgow, these places are too cold for me in the winter. Yeah, I need to be in places where it's a little bit warmer.
You wouldn't have wanted to be here the last 2 days, Bozza. It's been freezing.
Oh, we've had it up here too. They call it the Arctic Blast, yeah? And when I was looking at the degrees and then comparing it to what it was like when I used to play football in England, didn't really compare. I don't know how I did it, but I did.
Well, you wouldn't get around the budgie smugglers with that sort of weather down there on the old...
I don't like them anyway, full stop.
Well, what was the coldest condition that you ever played a game of soccer?
I'll never forget this, right? So my first Christmas in England, I was 16, and all the young boys went home to their various parts of because we were in digs in Manchester, and Fergie turned around and said to me, "What are you doing for Christmas?" And I said, "Well, I'm definitely not going back to Sydney, aren't I?" He goes, "No." He goes, "You know, okay, smarty pants." He goes, "You're going to come in and train with the first team." And I remember Christmas mornings, we trained on Christmas morning, and it was that cold in Salford, man. My mouth froze over, and I was talking funny. And all the boys are going, "What are you doing here? Why don't you go back to the beach and this, that, and the other?" And I couldn't answer them properly. So can you imagine me not being able to talk? I remember just saying to them, "Now I understand why you talk like this, because your mouth got frozen over." That was got to be the coldest. And I remember staying under the shower for about 50 minutes, seriously, under the shower, just like warming up afterwards.
Hey, is Kevin Muscat going to go with Ange? Do you know, Bozza?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. And I don't mean that from a personal perspective towards Kevin, but the fact that he's been at Rangers, I think, should rule him out automatically. Not me personally, but I think that will rule him out automatically.
Oh, is it that tribal, is it? If you've had one connection with one club or
pretty,
the other?
Pretty much so. I mean, it's happened a couple of times in the past, but I think for the sake of, you know, with big players, but for the sake of an assistant manager, I really can't see it happening.
We've got a lot of Melbourne City fans here in this city. Obviously, Bozza, are they going to go all the way and win the title?
Well, I think they can. There's no doubt about that. They've been absolutely fantastic all season. They're champions of the regular season. Unfortunately, going to be missing three of their top players, you know, during this series because of the Socceroos. But they're as good a chance as any. I mean, I know last night they lost, but it was just like, you know, it was more like a warm-up game for them. And Newcastle did have something to play for in terms of not getting the wooden spoon, and they wanted to get it, you know, as high as they can for these FA Cup playoffs. The only concerning thing from last night was Andrew Nabut and Roston Griffiths going down. So hopefully for their sake, they won't be injured. But they're as good as chance as ever. They've played some scintillating football all season, and they've been really, really just exceptional.
And you can hear the finals live here on SEN. Simon Hill will call the action for us. Mm-hmm. The actual season itself, there's been this discussion, a change of broadcast rights holder for the A-League. Where do you reckon it sits? Where's the right spot for the A-League?
What do you mean in terms of?
In terms of the season.
I think the change is... in terms of the season, the playing time, I think it's contributed to entertaining football. It's a winter sport. And, you know, our sport, if you're not a fanatical football supporter, our sport relies on it being quick for it to be exciting, and it can be exciting for everyone. But playing in the middle of the summer, that's nigh impossible. So I think it's much better to have as many games in the cooler weather as you possibly can, which means playing in Melbourne in December.
Hey, Bozza, we've got a bloke that comes on our show. He talks about wine, and it's very good and entertaining, and people love it. And
he went over to
England, and he spent some time with Sir Alex Ferguson at Old Trafford. He went down into the Sir Alex Ferguson's office before the game. Like, this is an hour before kickoff, right? And he was sitting down there drinking Pinot and great red wine down there with Sir Alex at that time.
And Wolf Blass.
Wolf Blass was with him. Yeah, the famous Wolf Blass. Does that sound like the Sir Alex that you remember there at Old Trafford?
Well, we never used to see him before a game, so maybe that's what he did. If that was before a game that he was managing, one glass is okay, I guess. But he's done his work all during the week. Yeah, remember the three things he used to say to us before we walked out, yeah? Your concentration, your breathing, and most important, your enjoyment. That can go for any sport, yeah? Are you listening, Hawthorne?
Well, that's right. I wanted to get onto that, Bozza, because the Hawks are not where we've expected them or we've experienced them. Are you worried? Yeah. Are you about to jump off or not?
I spoke to Robbo last week on just briefly, and I said, look, listen, they've got another couple of weeks. And I don't care how cold it is. I will be on a plane, lockdown or not, and I'll be coming down and speaking to the board. So they better just pick it up.
And Clarko's, they've got a couple of sides that might be circling the little master coach. He said yesterday he's not going.
Lock him down for a long-term contract. And I know with the salary cap is difficult, but giving the funds and the backing he needs to make our team champions again.
That's it. Hey, another one we want to ask you before we let you go. You've been so good with us and generous with your time.
Always.
Harry Redknapp became a good friend of the program. We've spoken to him a number of times. We love him. Have you had much to do with him? Yeah.
No, I actually, sort of towards the end, I briefly went to Portsmouth and he was down there, but things didn't work out. But he's a lovely man. He's got a lovely son in Jamie Redknapp. I come across him quite a lot, actually, in London, would you believe, at a place that we used to frequent quite a lot. So top man. He's a great man to have on the show as well.
Bozza, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you and have a chat. It's been too long.
Likewise. Likewise, guys. Likewise. And hopefully speak to you again soon.
Look after yourself.
Keep yourself warm.